another Wednesday program, CBS Radio. Today is June 25th, 2014. So let's do a clearing for people that have something attached to them. And we'll do one for aliens. We have some questions about aliens tonight. Oh, do you have an alien sleeping with you? Or do you have one hanging on your back? Or is one walking alongside of you? Well, let's find out. So let's get rid of one of these aliens that could be connected to your head. Here we go, everybody. Let's see if we can get rid of it here. Oh, here we go. Zeroing in on your head for some alien critter that's there. So one, two, three, four, and five. That one's released. They're living just like you are. Just you just can't see them. And again, releasing another one out of your head, maybe out of your eyes. One, two, three, four, and five. I guess the first question would be, well, I felt something. Did I really have an alien? Well, that's what we're releasing. That should be a no-brainer. Did your body tremble? Did it shake? Did it yawn a lot? Do you have better eyesight now? Well, I guess that would be one indication that something was inhabiting you. And now we'll do an alien that could be attached to your body somewhere, and maybe it's causing you pain. So let's focus on that now. So you need to look at your pain in your body if you have pain. We'll take away one of these alien critters that could be maybe biting you. So here we go. It's hanging on for dear life of itself, so it has you in its jaws. So here we go. Releasing this. One, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, boy. Somebody has one. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So we did that. Let's energize the light beam. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. We'll bring peace energy in for you. Here's peace energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Whoa. Boy, yawning from those aliens. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Oh, see who's out there. So, could it be Cindy or Ann? We'll see which one wants to come forward here. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Ron and Ann, and all listeners out there.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Go ahead, Cindy.
Well, Ron, I must say that when you opened the show with who's walking next to us, you know, who's on our back, even though we talk about this all the time, it just brings up images, and I had a nervous laugh, and I'm just wondering how many people out there even think about that, or if they know it, you know, if they actually feel it. So it'd be fun if anyone out there has some feedback on what they're feeling. Send your information on chat or to our email, clsquestions@yahoo.com. That would be very interesting. What did you feel, Ann?
Well, I felt like the top of my head relaxed a little. I did feel a little slight something. And I know the last time Ron did an alien head disconnection on the show, I felt it. And it just goes to show you try to keep these things off you, and they keep coming back. That's why we're going to talk about the aliens tonight. And I don't know if I've ever said this on the show before, but probably 8 or 10 years ago, I was at a New Age event, and the head guy who was so-called teaching us said, oh, you have an octopus on your head, and it's reaching out to grab the person next to you. And then he just said that and sort of let it lay there like that was okay. And I'm like, what? I do? I had no idea. And I didn't know if he was blaming me for that or what I was supposed to do about it. But in hindsight, I feel that that wasn't very nice. If he could see that there was an alien on me, you know, why didn't he get rid of it?
Yeah, that brings up an interesting situation. Like you can, so in a sense, he was doing a reading. And so he did the reading and told you that, but yeah, why didn't he correct it?
Exactly.
And then you start wondering, gee, do I really have this, if he saw this? You don't really know. And then you're probably worried forever about it. And if there's one, maybe there's two, you know? And then bringing you and connecting you onto the timeline of four more of these things to happen. Actually, when you start thinking about it, find more of that to you. Because you're creating timeline. Remember, your thoughts create timelines. Timelines can get constructed because they're using your energy, your spirit energy in you, create these along with their own energy. So remember, you're co-creating with the aliens. So that's the whole process. And you have timelines, and other people could be having similar thoughts, all living on these timelines. So that's the bad part. I've been working with off and on a person that went to a reader maybe 3 weeks ago, and the reader somehow did a whammy on her. She almost died a few times. So bad what these readers do for people. I'm not saying that all readers do this, but this one happened too. Like I say, curiosity killed the cat, you know. So it's you to have discernment. Look outside of yourself, which a lot of people do, have an answer or a question, look at the answer, because mass mind will have the answer for you. Living in the darkness agenda. Darkness, there's always an answer that's created in time. So you will get your answer fed back to you at some point, places, things. Light, you don't have that situation because you're in the moment. That's the difference. Now, you will get the information coming to you. So this person, instead of going to a reader, have the information that she was requesting, she probably could have just, you know, put that question out there. Like I say, you know, this is your mass mind energy. Everything is connected, and it will come back to you with something. So that's the way everybody on the planet's been living anyway. You must know that by now. If you don't understand that, then that's what's happening to you. The whole thing is to get into the now, where these influences are not going to, you know, act to you or handicap you or, you know, cause you harm. That's the reason why you get into the now. Otherwise, if you weren't in the now, then you'd be dealing with the same situation all the time with everything that you're looking at in your life. Life is controlled by the timeline. That's controlled by your DNA of whatever resurfaced up on top in this lifetime. Oh, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, ladies.
Thanks, Ron. We do have responses in the chat room, and one response is "Man Alive." Thanks, Ron, for the alien releases, and then co-creating with aliens. Yikes! So that you painted a very serious issue right before our eyes. Also, we have a comment. I had a pain in my left frontal lobe come and go. So that. Very interesting. Great release on my back. So it is making a difference. And that's just in the chat. I haven't checked the emails yet, so check that real quick. We do not have information regarding the clearing that you did for us in email. However, we do have a question regarding the alien attacks and I'll just read this out. If we don't interact with people on a daily basis, will we still be attacked by aliens and entities? If we have a boring life, will they leave us alone? Thanks, Ron.
What do you think, boring Ron? Life. I would say that's kind of another way of looking. If your life is boring and you don't, well, depends what boring is. So you see.
Right.
No, but you know, if you don't mix with people, get their energies to you. Remember, they're giving you energies to play off of. So you're engaging other people, exchanging energies. Do so, then you're involved in the duality game of life. At that point, you're under timelines in those duality situations. Well, some situations, you know, in duality, as there is plus and minus, it can be great. Well, I can't think of too many great ones right now. I'm strictly dealing with all the negative stuff normally, so I will happen to sound a little pessimistic some of the shows and things, because that's all that I'm seeing out there is people being, I don't know what word to use other than raped. You're all being raped of your free will, free choice, taken away from you, because you have DNA stored inside of you, which is what's being used to activate, bring them into your life. So just by living life, as your DNA gets activated through your situations, then you're pulled into, drawn into, of cause and effect. And that's kind of the way it works. So if you don't see anybody and you have a really boring life and you don't talk to anybody and you just become peaceful, then, yeah, they may not want you because you're not experiencing ups and downs of life or experiencing life. If you go out to, you know, the sticks, the woods, someplace where there's no people, out in, say, nature, then chances are, you know, they may want to come into you, possibly, look through your eyes, able to see what you're looking at, what's here, but as far as them doing something to you, typically they may not do that because you have the interaction from someone else, that law of cause and effect going. So I guess having a boring life, not interacting with people, you don't listen to TV news, buttons, or I'll just say to push your DNA forward. Remember, it's just dormant until you see something, you go, oh, man, that's bad. Well, there you go. Oh man, that's good. That's the same thing. All of a sudden, now you're connected to that emotional roller coaster ride of good or bad. So that's the whole thing. You know, you want to become peaceful in the moment. That's what all the shows are about. There are different ways of telling you that. Some people at first might get shocked by what I'm saying. Then as they start hearing other definitions, you may start to understand what we're talking about. All everybody wants here is peace. That's the whole thing. Everybody looking around, searching for peace, or the song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places, in a sense, but not love, but some people do equate love with peace. Or loving themselves, but you want to become peaceful with yourself. Have anything activated. And if we're not on timelines when you're sleeping, then you would be at peace. Actually resting in peace, I guess, right? R.I.P. When you're sleeping. Not moving and you're not aging the mental realms, but they put you onto these fabricated timeline so that you're out living another life and you're not getting much rest because you're living another life in a fabricated hologram, same hologram that you're living here. You'd just be reviewing your whole day over again, copy and paste. But regardless, you know, boring life could give you a lot of peace. So back to you, ladies.
That's the first time I've thought about RIP being rest in peace, and just very interesting to think about, Ron. Thank you. We do have another comment or question in the chat. If you stay in the now, do the aliens leave sometimes, or do they sometimes stay and feel awkward that they can't control you?
Probably both.
I'd say probably both.
But remember, they're time-sharing you every 10 minutes. So remember, every 10 minutes, a different race has you. So that may be kind of frightening for some people. But when am I real? Well, you're real a couple hours a month. That's when you act different and want to set the world on fire by doing things, and the next day it fizzles off because all your energy was not here. So for every 10 minutes, they want to be active. They want to experience your life some way and pull energy off of you. Well, if you're doing nothing, them would be kind of boring, and they just lost whatever they had to, we'll say, financially pay or energetically pay to have your real estate. Under your real estate. They're time sharing you. Not doing anything. Well, they lost out, and they may, oh man, this one's a debt. Oh, before maybe they were creditors, right? Getting credit from you. You're giving them all your life force energy, your spirit energy by having your situation. And if you're not doing that, and they're a debtor. They probably paid for you, and they're in debt. Credit card debt. Alien debt. Credit card. So, those.
Wow.
So, look at that aspect, too, you know? And you know, the whole thing is to become peaceful. That's all these shows are about. Fortunately, you know, it'd be nice for me to come on here and say, you know, your mind is just creating this illusion that you're seeing and realizing, and there's no such thing as aliens, no such thing out there controlling you. It's just all in your own mind. So clean your mind out, and you're going to feel much better, and then you could be at peace. Well, I wish I could say that. A lot of healers say that, but they don't even know. Well, probably only getting 1% of the story. And for them, they work perfectly fine, and so, but they're not doing the whole job of helping somebody, but only drawing people to them, only want to have that particular belief system. And, it could help them somewhat, but it's not going to end all a person's problems because they haven't covered a major issue. It's abductions. Abductions and slavery. So you have to realize that when you're abducted, you're doing things. First of all, being abducted means that it's against your free will. So you're something's doing something to you. Here, after something's doing something to you, what are they doing? How tight are they squeezing you to get you to perform something? So that's kind of why you want to be in peace. Get back into peace. And these things kind of go away. So if you could be peaceful for an hour, you know, that equates to 6 different alien races or groups of aliens, whatever word you want to use there, thousands of races that are wanting a piece of you and don't even know who they are. All of a sudden, once you become peaceful, they just lost out on the timeshare. They're going to want to come and visit you again. They say, nope, I'm a debtor now, you know. I don't want to lose my money by my credit card or get charged up to buy this person's real estate for 10 minutes. I'll get somebody else who's active. That's why when you start doing more of the clearings and you get rid of this gunk that's in you, causing your situations and problems, then all of a sudden you become more peaceful. What happens? You start getting these things off of you. They don't want you. Oh, back to you, ladies.
Well said, Ron. Thank you so much. We often receive emails at clsquestions@yahoo.com asking about how to continue to keep the aliens from controlling their lives. And you talked about how staying in the peace, or staying in the now and in peace, would certainly help. Though I wondered, I'm looking at one of our clearings, the monthly alien attacks, shapeshifters, alien parasites, and website attacks. I know that we've gone through some of this before, though I felt it was very appropriate for what you're talking about. And if you, anyone out there would like to check the clearing out online at creationlightship.com, just put alien into the search and you'll see the different options. This particular one is quite extensive, and you can choose clearing and attack removal for your spirit and or your body. So Ron, is it better to click, let me see if we can click both. Is it better to click both spirit and body, or to start through spirit and work through the rest of the clearing?
Well, either way will work. The reason why sometimes we have things where it's a extra piece integrated with the clearing is there are people that want to feel their spirit energy. Spirit normally is really, really light, and it might be almost invisible. Non-detectable, we should say. But if it's really heavy, still full of emotions, we'll probably feel that energy inside of you get uplifted and feel more transparent. So that's why sometimes we have clearings where we have the spirit and the body or something else on there, that you're able to actually do your own investigation on what's happening to you during the clearing. So that's why some may seem a little overwhelming to you because there's so many buttons to click and things. I have had a lot of comments saying, boy, I'm really glad that you have that option instead of just doing everything at once, because I really want to know what the heck's going on with me. What's wrong, you know? Are they attacking my spirit and not my body? And now I can figure that out because I can feel lighter after I do that clearing. But you know, you kind of know what's happening. That's why, you know, kind of whatever way you want to work it. That's what I'm saying, but that's why we do have it. And it could be a little more time-consuming for some people. The whole thing is to kind of get a clue what's happening to you so you really kind of understand, you know, are they harming your spirit each time they get take you away and you get abducted? Well, of course they are. Are they harming you? Well, yeah, your body has its own energy, too. Body has a spirit in it. But it's not the one that looks out of your eyes. They actually have two spirits. Body has a spirit that helps the body live. And so does, and then you have the one that looks out of your eyes that normally is there to help you out and maybe, I don't want to use guide you, but that's the best way to say it. But it's here to help you live life and look out of your eyes. So if you look at your eyes and they're all lost over, then you know that your spirit is not with you. Why isn't it with you? Well, what did you do to it? Or what do they do to it? Oh, if you, let's say, smoke a lot of pot in your life, then naturally your eyes are going to be glossy because you actually kicked it out of your body. Oh, you know, I've seen that a lot in the old days. Oh, in the 70s, everybody was smoking pot and whatever else they were doing, but people that you thought were, you know, really bright and normal, highly intelligent, you know, after about a year or two of smoking pot, eyes became glossed over. And, you know, it's kind of like the old Cheech and Chong movies, you know. Well, you could watch those and get a clue. Still goes on today. So whatever you take that alters, disconnects you from reality of consciousness, and that's going to happen to you. Or unfortunately, we use the mind as, talking about the mind is your consciousness of how to live life here, and if you're disconnected from that, then you get numbed out somewhat, brain dead, and you think that the mind lost control. Well, it's still probably controlling you, it's that you're not able to connect to it, and because you chased your spirit out of your body, or you actually betrayed your spirit, then at that point, that's why we have that spirit betrayal on the website, self-clearing, that's why I put it up. Once you realize that, then you go, geez, I did that to my spirit by taking these drugs or drinking all this urine alcohol or whatever you've been doing. Oh, yeah, that's what you did to your spirit. You forced it out of your body. Get it back? Well, it could be stolen. You may not be able to get it back. That's your consequences for what you have done to yourself. Sometimes, you know, once you clean yourself up, it will come back. I would suggest is look at maybe really curious about this. You want to follow it up yourself. You go to one of those, maybe the AA meetings, you know, or NA meetings, and just look at the people's eyes. They're really quick education. How much they have kicked their spirit out of their body by how glossed over their eyes are or how dull they look. And they can still function in life here. That they're no longer connected to energy. Back to you, ladies.
Wow. That was a great explanation. When I'm looking here at the clearing, we have the option of the spirit and or the body for alien tack removal, as you just discussed. And then the second tier is time. Either choosing the current life or a parallel life. So that's an or. Yet, if you want to do both, then you would need to go back and rerun it for the second option, parallel life. And choosing timelines, next option, past timeline, present timeline, future timeline, alien timeline. Oh, my gosh. It would be great if anyone out there has used or utilized this clearing to respond on chat on how you used the clearing and how you felt about it. And then also, if it's more detailed, just send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. We would love to have some feedback on that.
Cindy, healing, yes. Is that a whole life healing, or is it a timed one, like a 1 month or 3 month, or how does that one work?
The one I'm looking at is a monthly healing, and I actually haven't pulled it up recently and to find out if it's actually a whole life. That's a great question. So I'll continue reading if someone out there knows. Otherwise, I'll give you the answer in about 5 minutes as we're going through. So that's a great question.
Okay. And Ron, I just wanted to ask, I do want to keep going on, you know, all the ways. Well, this is connected too, to the way the aliens interfere in our lives. A longtime listener had a request today for a pain body, a sample of the pain body healing. Then at the beginning of the show, you did some alien, you released alien energies to relieve pain, and I hope that helped our listener. But could you talk about, is it the pain? I mean, is it almost always the aliens doing something to us, or what?
Well, the first thing is that your DNA can carry the pain. So the only reason why you have pain is you got yourself onto a timeline from your past. And pain came about through a physical experience of something. Or maybe it just happened to be pain floating around in the body and it got you. Or like I said, you know, alien biting you, you know? No reason at all. So typically, though, what happens is what you're dealing with is from your past, and that's because it's something, initially a long time ago, wanted to have an experience and getting out of peace. Okay, so you were peaceful, we'll just say, once upon a time. And now you wanted to have an experience in duality. That could probably be pretty intriguing for some people. You're living a life with no problems, everything is great and fine, and all of a sudden somebody says to you, once you have duality, you can go up and down and have these great experiences. And you go, yeah, what the heck, why not, you know? All of a sudden now you started activating DNA in you. And or got put inside of you because, you know, you decided to, say, bite that apple, you know, in the old days, you know? Oh, you took the fruit and you bit the apple and now you're condemned. Now you're cursed. And now you're put into slavery. All of a sudden now you're dealing with situations. You go, well, how do I get out of this here? Oh, well, maybe someone would say, well, really do a good thing, you can get out of it, right? That's what you'd probably say to somebody, right? Have good thoughts, right? Good things. Well, all of a sudden you do all these good things, and you're on the far end of the scale. Now the pendulum has to work its way back to the far negative side to offset your positive, off cause and effect. And you keep going back and forth, not knowing what you're really doing, but having problems occurring in your life. So your problems could be in this lifetime, you know, from all of your past, and it's activated in your DNA. So, well, what was the question, Ann?
Well, I guess it's twofold. I guess I was curious myself, since this person asked for a sample of the pain body.
Okay, so here we go. So the pain body. So where are you getting the pain from? Okay. Did the aliens, much like on your psychic billboard, are they giving you pain because they like doing that? Are you abducted and they give you shots, you know, on an alien ship, which cause you pain? Or worse, what are they doing to you? Okay, that's the first thing. Next thing is, are other people's thoughts, right, like on the psychic billboard, causing you pain? Is somebody doing a whammy on you, you know, dark side practitioner? Thinking bad thoughts about you. Remember, these are all thoughts. These are all darkness. Thinking bad thoughts about you, giving you pain. Got a little voodoo doll out there, and they're poking pins in it, and you're getting pain. You go, wow, what's going on here? Had a pain, you know, in my shoulder, and I got one now. What's going on, you know? Notice these pains come to you perfectly fine. And I'm thinking, wow, ouch, that hurt. What's going on here, you know? Like a bee sting will say, and you go, well, what did I do to deserve that, you know? Just watching TV or sitting back reading a book or doing nothing, and I got this pain. Well, somebody's working on you, okay? Or something is working on you. Oh, the pain, you know, is a, and then what's your mind doing? If your mind goes, you know, I've had this pain stored in me for all these years, and the person now is really comfortable, and I'm going to try to let them know that I have this pain. Your body's going, wow, maybe they'll pay attention now to the pain. All of a sudden, it brings that pain forward, and you go, wow, what's this again, you know? Oh, you know, the pain itself can come from many areas. But basically, are you doing it to yourself? Well, say you are because you have a belief system, you know, from your DNA that's causing that, which is kind of true. But I don't think anybody wants to create pain. Do a pain clearing, or to have pain induced on them by something or someone. Well, if you have a pain in your body, here we go. And that's what I was doing on the call on Sunday. I was counting to 100 a bunch of times. Taking away pain. Taking away issues. Well, the way it worked is that we counted the odd numbers, which would be the numbers that would be, situations, we'll say, or pain or negativity, blocked energy. There's all different ways to look at it. Kind of all the same thing, but different words. They trigger you into what I was doing. So that's what we're doing there. All the odd numbers were of, we'll say, non-light. And the even numbers were your spirit reintegrating after we released from you that particular situation that you were focusing on, okay? Light sees you as perfect. So does your spirit. You have to find a problem to get it released. Why does it see you as perfect? Because you created it. You're dealing with it. You can't just say, oh, and judge you and say, this is bad. No, you got to judge yourself and say, I don't want this situation. I don't want to have this happening to me. And then from there, you can have your spirit, if it's powerful enough, okay, to take it away. You could be wounded and not know how to fix that problem because it was slice and diced and it doesn't work there any longer. Okay? Oh, maybe it doesn't know how to go into your arm because it lost its arm. Okay? Out in some battle someplace, or maybe some alien wanted to have chocolate syrup on it and it's gone, you know? So you have to realize, is your spirit whole and complete right now? Well, what you have, hopefully, is what you were born with. Normally, that's not the case. Each lifetime that you live physically here, lose part of your spirit because of your involvement with the aliens out there. So, do a pain clearing. Here we go. Don't want to sound too negative, just giving you facts here. As you start listening to more programs, are connecting more dots. And, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, it's not too pleasant. But you can't. But the only way to get out of it, like I said, is to be in peace. That's the remedy. Here we go. Pain energy is taking it away from you. So one, think of your situation, where the pain is. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So, like we said, how do you get these situations? Well, aliens can channel through another person and come into that person and give you a whammy. That happens all the time. People, you know, feel slimed, don't feel right after seeing somebody. Maybe they're agitated, or maybe they feel sad, or have a physical problem. So all these things are there. What we do on the Sunday calls is the parasitic life form, getting rid of that. But you have implants and everything else. So maybe you could read off, Cindy, what the different options there on the alien attack page to eliminate these things.
You bet. I also wanted to mention that I did look up the alien attack clearing on the website, and the weekly clearing is $10 for 1 week for the alien attack, shapeshifter, parasitic removal, and for monthly it's $30 a month. So you get a $10 discount if you activate that clearing for a month. So that is great with all these options here. So after we choose our spirit and or our body, and then we choose which life, current life or parallel life, and then we choose our timeline, we actually have 10 options to start out. First one is the alien race attack removal. Each one of these options has fill-in information for you and some pull-down options too. You can actually specify if you know specifics. For instance, for the alien race attack removal, the option is unknown, off-planet alien races, or on-planet alien races, which is a good point. And then we have option two, alien attack channeled through humans removal. And that's what you've been talking to us about tonight also.
Now, Cindy, you did this healing fairly recently, didn't you, for yourself?
I didn't make it all the way through because I had an opportunity to be out of town. And so I'm going to start it all over again because of that opportunity. I went to see family, so I'm going to start all over.
Well, I was just curious if you find you just want to go through the whole thing, right? I mean, were you wanting to sort of cherry pick what you felt you needed, or did you just want to go through the whole thing step by step?
I was going step by step.
Okay.
Because that way I felt I would encompass everything that Ron has set up for us. But there's a reason that it's here. And I just thought I would go down the line. And I was actually running the spirit and body separately. And I don't often feel things. So I'm not sure that I felt my spirit, Ron. However, I know that I did feel a release when I first started doing the clearing. And I made it down to the parasitic life form removal. So that's actually option number 4, but I do want to say that option number 3 is alien implants removal. And there would be options there too in the pull down. Customize alien implants removal. Or there's a drop-down box that gives you different options. Oh, wow, this is interesting. Ron, you talked about this a little bit tonight for the implants. Well, it's eyes and camera. So I guess you were just talking about the alien going in and looking out of our eyes. That's probably not the same, is it, Ron, as the camera?
No, it's not. That's different.
So...
Is the camera someone looking at us, Ron?
Yeah, they're using. Yeah, you are being used as a remote viewer for them. Yes, uh huh.
And can I just? I'm sorry, Cindy. Can I just ask another question, Ron? So, you have a lot of barcode clearings. You've put on the web page for us the death barcode, the natal barcode, the spirit barcode. I can't think of others right now. And then it's also on the alien attack page. So does that mean there are more mystery barcodes that we don't know about that we still need taken off of us?
Possibly.
Okay.
I would just go through each page and just kind of, comprehensive. Just go through and see what feels right at first, although what you're probably missing is what you really need because they don't want you to go in there and get rid of them, you know? Okay. You know, we got the implant one, we got the, like Cindy said, the parasitic life form. Then we have other ones, too. Maybe you could just give the names of them before we run out of time, Cindy, just to let people know what the option names are.
To summary, sure. Very good. Number 3, alien implants removal. Number 4, alien parasitic life form removal. Number 5, alien shapeshifter removal. Number 6, alien mind hypnosis.
Ah.
Number 7, alien... Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah. That's probably a pretty good one. But anyway...
That's a huge one. Huge one. Number 7, alien life forms courting. Number 8, alien planet courting. Number 9, web attack removal. Number 10, spirit to body integration, and that's a 15-minute. And I even ran that every time I went through one of the options.
Oh, very good.
Is that how you designed it?
Yes, uh-huh. And the web attack is for websites. So, you know, I get a lot of people who are, they hear the word ship, so creation light ship, and they associate that as UFO stuff. And so I do get a lot of people who are seekers of the UFO, looking for UFOs, and they know that they got attacked and hooked up to these things, and then they come and they finally get onto our site, and they go, wow, I can get some relief here. So that's for the web attacks. As you have done your researching to find information out about aliens, which I think probably most people have because aliens are part of our life, look at all the different movies that's been out. Oh, well, they're there, you know. They always talk about aliens now. So you may want to do, you know, after seeing it on in a movie theater, on a DVD or whatever, you go, wow, that kind of piques my interest. What else is out there, you know? Then from there, you get hooked up. If you start looking, or you get these channelers who are channeling aliens. But a few people out there doing that or inviting you out to different places. There's one gentleman who used to come here to Mount Shasta, give his name, but their thing was they'd come here and they have the right mindset to see if they could get a UFO to show. Right, you know. Oh, grief, you know. Oh, the abduction city. But, you know, there are, they have or had a conference out in the desert where these people were, all the known UFO people, kind of get contact. I can't recall exactly, I think it was Yucca Valley. Talked about it when I was at the Conscious Life Expo. People are they're spearheading this here, and they wanted me to go to, and I go, well, never mind.
What would have happened if you went to that, Ron?
I probably wouldn't have any sleep. I'd be battling the aliens, trying to abduct people. Well, for me, nothing would happen to me, but I would be busy. I didn't want to do that. Remember, I guess it's being stupid. Ignorance is one thing, but being stupid is another. But when you set yourself out to try to do contact with these things, you know, so many things out there that talk about them and what they can do to you. Like when I was in Buffalo, Nevada, people were happy because they had razor cuts on their neck and their shoulders and things, you know. They go, oh, look at this here. And it went away within 2 days. And, you know, it was like, wow, I got this. I'm a great person, you know. The aliens got me and, you know, gave me this vision laser cut, or they gave them three dots.
Oh, okay? That is horrible.
Three pyramid-like pimples, okay, on them. I'll just say, to describe it, just think of a quarter-inch size from each particular dot, okay? Mm-hmm. And that perfect pyramid, like they had an instrument that was perfect. And when it went into the skin, instead of having a head on it like a pimple would have, it was concave and inside, okay? So what were they doing? Who knows? But the people loved it. Go, oh, wow, I got this here. I got this. Look at this inch-long precision cut on my neck and on my shoulder and on my arm. And then in 2 days, it vanished, okay? And, you know, they were the it, you know. These people thought it was really great that they were involved with aliens, you know. It was what they gave them. So, right? The page is up to help people. So if you have a situation where you know that things are bothering you, that page, you know, you're probably going to want to get it for the dollar a day. $30 for the month, basically. And, you know, it can bring you peace. First, it might open your eyes up to what's out there. But you're already in the soup, okay? That's why I put this particular page up to help people. Page wasn't up, what would you do? Well, if it wasn't up, then you want to become peaceful and live in the present moment. Don't talk to anybody. Go out in the hills and live, if you can, which would be probably impossible. Most people live in cities, you know. And how are you going to eat if you don't know how to, on the land, which is probably impossible, too. Aside from that, it can help you out a lot. That's why it's up. I don't know what else to say. You ladies have anything to add? I think we got 5 minutes left here.
I do have a question, Ron. We got an email from a longtime listener who continues to have problems with seeing the double digits. We've talked about this a lot, and has been doing timeline crashes and still, unfortunately, sees them. I think this email was the one that inspired us to do the How Aliens Interfere with Our Lives tonight. And I had a thought on this clearing that we're discussing tonight, the alien attack page, and specifically that barcode one that I mentioned. Might seeing the same numbers over and over again be a barcode?
Yeah, you could have a barcode with those numbers, possibly. They're a tracking thing. Remember, you don't really... Oh, how do I say this here? If you're really concerned with time, you're watching the clock every 5 minutes or so, right? You'd be a timeaholic, right? You're going to be continuously looking at the clock, wondering what time it is. Aside from trying to get away from something or to do something at a certain time, you don't really care. Oh, I guess one of the things would be a more drastic situation for you is that you can't leave your seat and, you got involved with something for an hour. All of a sudden, you have to go to the restroom, and you go, oh, geez, watching, every, say, minute or two, every 5 minutes and counting down, 45, 40, and you're, and that's one of those agonizing situations for everybody. And all of a sudden, things over, the bell rings and you shoot off to the restroom. Well, that's gives you a good cause to look at the clock to see what the time is, You're probably kind of laughing at that, because that's probably happened to all of us. But the other thing is, you don't look at the clock every day, right? And so, unless it's getting close to dinner time or lunch time or something, and you wonder, gee, I just turned my head and it's 2:22 or 3:33 or whatever it is, 11:11, you go, wow, or 10:10. Well, you go, why am I seeing that number all the time? Well, it's because they are validating that they have you hooked up onto their given timeline. Not just a confirmation for them, like a ping, pinging you. And you go, oh, yeah, I got it, I see it. And they go, oh, that's good. We got this person hooked up. They're still on the fishing line here. And that's the reason why you keep seeing it. How to get rid of that. The natal chart clearing, see if that'll help you. The more that you see it, the more you probably realize that you might be hooked up to that timeline. Want to get off of the timeline. We just look at it and say, yeah, in this because they're doing something to me. What it is, I don't know. I don't have a clue. Clueless, but I don't want to keep seeing this here. So figure out the timeline to do some timeline crashes for that particular number. It means something to you, too. You see, remember, the dark side uses numbers. They use that to connect to you, to bring you different places. Maybe, 555. Maybe 555 means that you're now in Paris, living a life in Paris. Well, nothing about this. You can investigate it and maybe see if you are in Paris, but forgetting that, it just means something. And so what does it mean to you, We have numerology. There's a lot of people using numerology out there. The whole thing is, when you keep seeing the same thing all the time, what does that mean? Well, I would say, just to be very simplistic, is that you're connected to something you know nothing about, and that's validation for somebody who's watching you. Well, that's the only reason why you would probably see it, and you're validating that you're on that particular timeline with that number. That's all. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. Back to you, ladies.
Okay, Ron.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Well, I was just going to say, Ron, you made me think of the alien remote viewing also, which is a free healing on your website. That's at the top left if people aren't familiar. I should say also Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and there are many free things on there as well as some really important healings, like the alien attack page we were talking about tonight. We never even got to, Ron, it's time to say goodbye. I really wanted to discuss the bites and stings healing tonight. because I looked at that thoroughly for the first time this week because I was doing it for someone. And wow, what a wonderful healing it is. And just recently someone told me this story about a wonderful event when he was a child, but it was spoiled by being stung by a wasp on the last day. Yeah, and so I thought perhaps we could end up, if you finish the show tonight, if you would do a quick sample of a release of a bite or a sting that someone has had.
That here, so here we go. Think of that time when something bit you. So here we go. Releasing that energy of that particular scent, okay? And it'll be probably the pain associated with it. So here we go. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll do the mind a heart drop. We'll just close the show here. So thank you, everybody. So, mind a heart drop. So we're going to command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. Here we go. So, counting from 10 to 1 backwards. So, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, thank you. And we'll see you all later. Blessings.